episode 1540, How to Support a Spouse Who is Hurting.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. I pray that your weekend is going very well. Hopefully you're getting in some well-deserved relaxed time. It is Relationship Builders Day, and we're going to talk about how to support a spouse who is hurting. No one wants to carry the pain, yet in life there is going to be struggles. So let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, no one likes to see someone hurt or in pain, which means we must learn how to support a spouse who is hurting. This is one of the fundamentals of building a strong foundation in a marriage. We are going to hurt in life. We're going to be saddened by something. We're going to go through pain. And we have to understand where our role is and how we can play into that to serve our spouse. And this doesn't come easy for many reasons. From the beginning, you need to know that you don't have to have all the answers. I know for me, when I see my husband hurting, I just want to be able to go up there and say, "Hun, here's the answer. I'm going to write it down on this index card. You go do it and all will be better." As much as we want to hold them and give them all the answers, it's important to know that God does not expect you, nor does He require you to have all the answers. That's not our job. And we tend to put those expectations on ourselves as spouses, and that can really trip us up in our relationships. And then what happens? When we can't meet those expectations, whether it be of our own expectations or our spouse's expectations, the shower of guilt begins. Let the rain fall. What good does guilt do in helping to support a spouse who is hurting or in pain? It does no good. In fact, it adds stress, right? It adds the frustration, too much second guessing. Even anger can fluff its feathers. What God wants us to do and what we should do is be able to lift up our spouse in this time of need, abandoning all preconceived ideas of what a perfect marriage looks like with no hurt or no pain. We want to fix it, right? But that's not our job always. It's because of these crazy ideas that we wear the fallen short cloak. Are you wearing that today? Did you put that on? That, oh my gosh, I'm just not good enough for my spouse. He's hurting. She doesn't know what's going on. I just wish I could take it all away. So instead of holding yourself up to the ideals that give only more hurt and pain and discomfort, you're going to love beyond your own strength. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Love beyond your own strength. And you're probably already like, how is this possible? If I don't have it to give, then how can I love beyond my strength? How in the heck can I help my spouse who is hurting, who's in pain? They're going through a really tough situation, and I just want it to go away. I just wanted to extrapolate it out of their life so we can get on with our life together. As easy as we want to do that, it's not our job, and it's not honestly what we're to do. But we are to love beyond our own strength. So what does that mean? What does that look like? Number one, listen. Be a good listener, an intentional listener. It's sitting down and cutting out all the distractions. Yeah, that means putting away your phone. Get out of the tablets. Opening up our ears to just listen. And that may mean that there's a space of nothing happening but breaths being taken in and being blown out. We don't need to have all the answers. We don't need to be able to point them in the right direction or the wrong direction. That's not for us to do. What we need to be able to do is to hear the concerns, hear their voice. Giving that space for the hurt to be heard, it allows their pain to escape their own imprisonment within their own mind. When you have a spouse that's hurting, there's a lot of junk happening. And some of that junk you just actually can't deal with. As much as you want to, you can't. And then we try to find the words, and then you're like tripping up over all your words because you can't find the right thing. And most likely you've probably said something and then they're mad at you. So you make matters worse. Don't do any of that. Just listen. Listen. Number two, pray. As a Christian, I believe it's important that we pray and not just pray a general prayer. Oh Lord, take this away from us. That's great. God, yes, knows everything before we even come to Him on our knees. But it's praying a specific prayer. There's something about verbalizing the pain and the hurt that our spouse is feeling. It draws out more empathy for us to feel what they're feeling. It makes it real. And when we have our own junk happening in our own lives, we don't always know or we don't really want to try to feel what they're feeling. But praying a specific prayer opens up that door that, oh my gosh, this is real. It makes it more tangible to us. There are a lot of things in life that are unfinished, but God can see the finish line way before we can even come to fathom it. So pray. And finally, number three, take aim. Action ignites motivation. And you're like, wait a minute. You want us to take action, or you want my spouse to take action because, you know, there's a lot happening here. What action needs to be taken? Well, it's all about taking the next step. What is the plan to maybe escape the hurt, maybe to heal the hurt, or maybe to relieve oneself of the pain and suffering that they're in the middle of? You know, those messes. Sometimes we just go through messes, and that's all we can do is just to go through them. But when it comes to helping our spouse and supporting them, it's more about their next step, not the step you think they should take. It's not your journey to walk. Yet as fixers, that's exactly what we want to do. We want to take it from them, right? We want to say, okay, if you just do this, it's all going to go away. No, and it's not our journey to take. It's not our journey to walk. They have to take that next step. It's their next step to walk. But you can be right beside them, helping them, encouraging them, and at times, literally holding their hand. God did not create us as husband and wife to come together and have all the answers for each other. Now, that may surprise you. You're like, but wait, I married my soulmate. I don't and shouldn't have to have anybody else in my life. That's not how God made us. We're relational. Your husband cannot give you absolutely everything. You cannot give him absolutely everything. You as a couple can be an incredible team. But that oneness comes from whom? God and God alone. You see, God did create us to come together in love and support of one another, being the encourager. And sometimes that's hard to do. You know, and at times you may think you're supposed to be the cheerleader, rah, 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 but during hurt and pain, you're like, can I tame it down a little bit? May look a little strange with pom-poms out there going, come on, honey, you can do this. You can get a new job. Don't worry about that you got fired. No big deal. That's probably not an appropriate response for us, right? At other times, when there's that hurt and pain, It's a calm, strong ear to hear the aches and the sorrows. And when that calm ear is present, it soothes the matter at hand, giving a breath of refreshment and hope. In life, sometimes we go through things that's just a matter of needing to be heard. Whatever those struggles are, we just need to be heard. And knowing someone else knows what you do or don't know, it brings what? Comfort to a very uncomfortable situation. You're in a mess, but you want out. That's a common feeling. Your spouse is in a mess, and you know they want out. But hear this, you are not going to have all the answers for your spouse. You are not going to have the answers to solve the problems that they face. You aren't going to understand how to rid their mind and their body and their spirit of the pain that is inflicted upon them. You just aren't. But what you can do is support them. Love them right where they're at. Lend them an ear. Truly listen to what they are feeling deep within. There's comfort in being heard. And when we choose to support our spouse when they're in pain, it's important to know and understand that sometimes all they need from us is comfort in the uncomfortable situation and assurance that we are standing with them. We are standing for them. It's a shoulder to lean on, even if we say nothing at all. And ultimately, the steps that they're going to take will give us the opportunity to support them in taking those steps. And that doesn't mean that you're going to take those steps. And most of the time, God doesn't want you to take those steps. The healing, the redemption cannot happen unless the individual, your spouse who's in the pain, is willing to do the work themselves. That's where the transformation occurs. That is where you show up with love and support. As much as we want to take away all the pain, all that hurt, which is typical for a woman to do because God created us as nurturers and we shouldn't be ashamed of that, but that's not our job. However, it is something that we have to be cautionary about because our tendency is to what? Fix the problems. We want to fix our children, right? We want their problems to go away. We don't want our spouses to hurt because when they hurt, we hurt. But it's not our journey to take. Not sometimes. I would actually say all the time that through the hurt and pain, there's a lesson to be learned. Maybe not one that is expected, but one that is needed. And that lesson can only be learned when we are attentive to the pain, when we're attentive to the hurt. Supporting our spouse when they're uncomfortable in a trying situation, they're being stretched. Think about a situation that you were in recently that maybe you didn't have all the answers to. It gave you a point and feeling of overwhelm, stress, discomfort, maybe even hurt, abandonment. There's lots of things that we feel when we're in the midst of being uncomfortable. But in those times of being stretched, we're what? We're growing. And none of us want to hear that, but with hurt and pain comes growth. That's the sunnier side. But we have to be willing to walk beside those who are hurting and in pain, but we can't walk their journey. Maybe you're going through something right now with your spouse. Maybe you yourself are struggling. If you need someone to listen, if you need someone to pray, to walk beside you, click on the link, Take Aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I want to come beside you. But you have to be willing to let your own guard down and open yourself up for that. Supporting your spouse with unconditional love by listening and praying and walking beside them, that's the best gift you can give them. Be patient as your spouse walks their pain journey. Love beyond your own strength, because God's got you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.